Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Then the fourth rest that we find in Hebrews chapter is an eternal rest. See that in verse number 9. For there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. And I looked at a bunch of commentaries, different commentaries, and they pretty much all agree. And I like it when people agree with me. Anyway, most of them agreed on this point, and it's talking about eternal rest. You know, when we get to heaven, no more pain, no more suffering, no more sorrow, no more sickness, we can find sweet rest in Him. So you see, four rests is very interesting. But what I want to spend the rest of my time on here in the rest of the time is there in verse number 7. Let me start in verse number 6, okay, to the rest of these verses. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter into rest, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. The Jewish people knew that what God had done for them and for their father. Remember we looked in Exodus chapter number 12, verse number 13. I touched on this last week, but I'll pull it all together because this confuses some people about you shall find rest for your soul and these other kind of rest. But I want you to notice Exodus chapter number 12, verse number 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses whereof ye are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. We know about the Passover there. That's what started all this. They were in Egypt. You know the story about Pharaoh and all the plagues that had come. And here's the amazing thing. The Jewish people had seen the hand of God. All the miracles, the frogs and the lice. And I remember a sermon years ago, one of the great preachers, he preached years ago. You don't hear sermons like this anymore. The sermon was called One More Night with the Frogs. Anyway, you get the picture. He was talking about the plagues and one more night with the frog. Anyway, the lice and all this was taking place. The last one was the death of the first one. Here's the Hebrew people saw all this in the hand of God. And then we find, this is very important, in verse number 31, Greg put this one up there. Exodus 14, 31. I underline this in my Bible. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. I underlined that phrase, believe the Lord, many years ago. It's very important. Remember, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. They applied the blood to the lintel and the doorpost of that. Listen, when the blood is applied to our lives, we're eternally secured in him. Amen and amen and amen. Okay. God has seen the wonderful works, or they had seen the wonderful works that God had done. And then crossing the Red Sea, they saw that. They walked over on dry land. Do you believe that? Heard some of the atheists years ago talk. People don't talk about this no more. They're talking about, well, it was probably a marsh, and, you know, it's impossible. The wind blow, but yet it's still muddy and all. And the response would be, well, it's even a greater miracle. God could drown Pharaoh's army in a bunch of mud. And horses, now I won't get into all that. But anyway, they saw that. They walked across dry shod, and they turned around, and Pharaoh and his army, it wiped them out. And this is where this is at in Hebrews, Exodus 14, 31. And Moses' songs in chapter 15. You get the point. They saw all that. All the wonderful workings of God. And then we come to Numbers, chapter number 13, verse number 2. Remember, we talked about this last week. It was only an 11-day journey from crossing the Red Sea into Canaan. Only 11 days. Verse number 2. Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. And I underlined that in my Bible years ago, which I give. They already, all they had to do is go. God said, I give it to you. Well, you know the rest of the story. We find in verses 25 through 33. I read that last week. I'll read it again. So they went. the 12 spies from each tribe. They came back after searching the land after 40 days. Verse number 26. And they came and went and came to Moses and to Aaron, to all the congregation, to the children of Israel, to the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Boy, look at this. Look at these grapes. Look at this wonderful thing. And they told them and said, we came unto the land whither thou sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And look, here's the fruit of it. Nevertheless, that's where they went wrong. We see it, and God's already told us it's ours. But that's where we go wrong. But nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in that land, and the cities are walled, and they're very great. And you know the rest of it. We're like a bunch of grasshoppers. Man, they're going to crush us. And then in chapter number 14, Greg, get this one up there. Chapter number 14, verse number 1. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and all the people wept that night, and the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, and that God, or that we would have died in this wilderness. Wherefore hath the Lord brought us in this land to fall by the sword by those giants? They're going to kill us. That our wives and our children should be a prey, would it not be better for us to return unto Egypt? At least we had food and leeks and onions. We were slaves, but at least a bunch of ungrateful goons. For people who know that, the story there, you know how we were kids and mom and dad supplying for us as they could on a preacher's salary the best they can, and we wasn't getting what other kids were getting because preacher salaries, you know. The old saying is, I ain't picking on, you know what I'm saying, I'm just talking, you know, I ain't asking for nothing. Anyway, said, God, here's the deacons, and we have a few deacons in here. I'll pick on them. God, you keep them humble, we'll keep them poor. That kind of thing. And they're saying, man, even though we were in Egypt, we had, and you brought us out here. And they had saw all the things the hand of God did in their lives. And yet they couldn't believe. They could not believe. Let's read this a little bit farther. Verse number 4, and they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. Now, these are the same people who had the blood applied over their post. Same people. The same people who crossed the Red Sea. Wow, ain't this something? And then just a day or two later, well, it was longer, 40 days, you know, but you get the point. 11 to just 40 days later, okay. We need to go back. This is crazy. Well, so how are they going to get back? That Red Sea closed back up anyway. That's another thought. But anyway, then Moses and Aaron, verse number 5, fell on their faces before all the sin. They fell before the people. And Joshua and Caleb rent their clothes, verse number 7. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, that land which we passed through, it's an exceeding good land. Everything that God told us, it's true. If the Lord delight in us, he'll bring us into that land and give it to us, a land which floweth in milk and honey. He literally said, let's go possess it. He's promised to us. Let's go get them, boys. Verse number 9, and that's where we're into Hebrews chapter number 3 and 4. Verse number 9, only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread. They are bread for us. Now, I ain't a bread eater, but when you eat bread that fresh, it just... they ain't a problem for us. They may be giants in your eyes, but for God, they ain't nothing. They're like bread. We're going to slice through them like butter on bread. You know what I'm talking about? Just slice through them. We're going to slice through them. Okay. Fear them not, in verse number 10. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. They were going to stone them. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? How long will they err that they should believe me in all the signs which I had showed among them? God said, I showed them so many signs and wonders, and yet they don't believe me. Now, I said all that to say this. Go back with me to Hebrews chapter number 4.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.